Chairs No Waiting, episode number 311. Mayberry Trivia, fun but challenging, December 2014. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you every week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the wonderful things they've got. If you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, head over there and check it out. There's all kinds of great stuff at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 311, is Kenneth Junkin. Kenneth Junkin, Otis. Thank you, Kenneth. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is a great pleasure to spend some time with you in Mayberry. This is the week after Christmas here as I'm recording this, and hopefully some of you guys have got new gadgets. And you might be new people that are coming in here to enjoy this show and have some fun. I got 310 previous episodes you could go back and listen to. Pick out the ones you like. Next week, we'll be going over some results from the last year of what were the favorite episodes of the last year. So that might help you guys out a little bit as well. So be sure to check back then. If you don't like this episode, you can always find one you do like. But hopefully you're going to like this. Now, this is trivia. Now, this is one I've done trivia before. The one I did back in June of this year, I think it was episode number 299, maybe something like in there. 299th episode. I did that, and it was called Mayberry Trivia for Fun because there were easier trivia questions. Now, this one is a lot easier that we're going to do tonight than the Mayberry Days trivia, which was episode, that was 299. 284 was one from back in June. So 299 was Mayberry Days trivia. Now that's the hard one. That was really hard. So if you did that one and you got a couple of answers right, you did good. So what we are going to do this time, it's harder than episode 284, which was Mayberry Trivia for Fun, but it's not as hard as 299, which was Mayberry Days trivia. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. This is always a lot of fun for me doing the trivia because I enjoy the trivia. I'm not that good at it. You guys are always better than me. So we're going to be doing, this is Mayberry Trivia, fun but challenging is what I actually called it. Now, this is going to be from the 2013 Mayberry Cruise. So this is part one. We're going to do questions 1 through 11. There were 22 questions on this trivia. So hopefully you guys are going to enjoy this and you're going to be able to play along. Now, here's the way you do it. I am about to start reading some questions. I'm going to get us a little background music going. A little bit jazzy background music for us. All right, so here's the way we're going to do it. I'm going to read a question. And I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think of the answer. And then I'm going to expect you to either pause the podcast so you can think a little longer if you want to, or just stick it out and we'll go right on through. So here, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mayberry Trivia, fun and challenging. Here's question number one. Barney said Mrs. Magruder had what medical condition? Not easy one. Mrs. Magruder had what medical condition? Remember that, Mrs. Magruder? Remember that episode? I can help you out just a little bit. That was when Barney was dressed up as Mrs. Magruder's cousin. He was mopping the bank floor. All right, so that's all the time we're going to get. Barney said Mrs. Magruder had what medical condition? The answer is, you can pause if you want to think about it a little bit longer, but the answer is fungus of the knee. She had fungus of the knee. Remember that one? Yeah, that's what she had. Mrs. Magruder's cousin is who Barney was. All right, that was question one. There's going to be 11 questions, so keep up. How are you doing? And be able to tell everybody how you're doing there. You should be able to have some fun as we go. So the chat room, there looks like they might be getting the answers right here. They're live with me, so you can join us live on Monday nights for their live recording. Question number two. Spark plugs for Mr. Tucker's car cost how much? Spark plugs for Mr. Tucker's car cost how much? She's an 8-cylinder. She'll take 8. How much did they cost, those spark plugs, for Mr. Tucker's car? All right. All right. Pause if you don't want to know the answer. The answer is $1.15. They're $1.15. That's the answer I got. Chat room folks were saying it's $1.25. I'm pulling out the piece of paper to check, make sure I got it right, because I've got them right here in front of me, all the answers. $1.15 was the answer. She's an 8-cylinder. She'll take 8. Yep, $1.15. All right. Question number 3. Here we go. Number 3. Andy works on a case with a blonde lawyer named what? Andy worked on a case with a blonde lawyer named what? Now, this was a color episode, so hopefully you can think of this one. Andy had gone up there to work with that lawyer and didn't tell Helen that it was a lady lawyer. Of course, he didn't know it when he first went. Andy worked on a case with a blonde lawyer named... The answer is... Lee Drake. Congratulations. Some folks in the chat room got that one right. I see them. Congratulations. Did you get it right? I don't know if I would have got it. I know who she was and would have got everything about her, except I don't know if I could remember her name. I'm just being honest. All right. Next question. Number 4. Question 4. We got 11 questions. So how you doing? Keep up. Number 4. Andy had to pay a fine because he didn't have what type of license? Andy had to pay a fine because he didn't have what kind of license? Now, this one's a little easier. A little help, I guess I could give you. It was maybe had something to do with Andy and Helen. All right, this one's, I think, is a little easier, so I'm not going to give you quite as much time. People in the chat room are all over this one. The answer is Andy had to pay a fine because he didn't have what kind of license? It was a fishing license. Fishing license. That's right. Fishing license. All right, so question number 5. Number 5. What was the name of Opie and Howie's newspaper? What was the name of Opie and Howie's newspaper? The one they were printing in the garage? Yep, what was the name of Opie and Howie's newspaper? All right. You got your answers in? Pause if you need some more time. The answer is... The Mayberry Sun. There you are, the Mayberry Sun. Did you get it? The chat room got it. The Mayberry Sun. All right. Next question, number 6. Number 6. I guess we're halfway there when I read the question, because there's 11 questions. Number 6. What food item did Opie take to Weary Willie the Hobo? Let me read that again. What food item did Opie take to Weary Willie the Hobo? What did he take? Be as specific as you can. I'm seeing a lot of people giving an answer in the chat room, but it's not quite the answer we're looking for, because it's a specific item. What kind of food? Not a generic version of what that item was, but what it actually was. Okay. All right. So pause if you don't know, or you don't want to take a guess at the answer yet. Just hold. And the answer is, what type of, or what food item did Opie take to Weary Willie the Hobo? He took an apple pie. An apple pie. Some people got it in the chat room, but several were just saying pie. Pie would not have gotten you the answer at the trivia contest. It's not. It's too specific. You got to be specific. Apple. Dutch apple. I don't know if it was Dutch apple. Somebody in the chat room is saying there. No, it was pie. So did you get it? Apple pie. We know it was apple pie, not just pie. All right, number 7. Number 7. What city was Warren from? You know, I didn't know this. You know, I must have known it because I was on the cruise in 2013, but I didn't remember the answer. So there's some folks in the chat room who've already got this. I didn't know. What city was Warren from? What city was Warren from? Did you get it? Here's the answer. Pause if you don't want to know it yet. The answer is he was from Boston. I don't know if he was from Back Bay, Boston, and might have known Oliver Gossett, but he was from Boston. All right, number eight. Where could the fish Old Sam be found? Be careful on this one. Where could the fish Old Sam be found? Now, this was before he was caught. I'll give you that much. It's not after he was caught. And where could he be found? Where could Old Sam be found? Oh, folks in the chat room are trying the question out. Are you getting it right? Now, don't be deceived. It's not as easy as you think it is. Where could Old Sam be found? What body of water was he found in? All right. Has everybody had a time to guess? We're going to go ahead and go. So pause if you need to. The answer is Tucker's Lake. Tucker's Lake. I don't think anybody in the chat room got it. Did any of y'all? Everybody in the chat room said Myers Lake. Oh, it was just almost everybody was saying Myers Lake. But it wasn't Myers Lake. It was Tucker's Lake. Because that's where they were fishing, over in Tucker's Lake. Oh, that hurts. I would have said Myers Lake too, so don't feel too bad. All right, number nine. Question number nine. Who did Andy select as the winner of the Mayberry Beauty Contest? Who did Andy select as the winner of the Mayberry Beauty Contest? Oh. Who did Andy select as the winner of the Mayberry Beauty Contest? Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry. All hail to thee, all hail. Yeah, that was it. You remember when Floyd sang that? You remember that? Yep, that was it. So here we go. Here's the answer. The answer is Irma Bishop. Irma Bishop. Mrs. Bishop. Miss Bishop. Yep, she won. You remember that? Miss Bishop won because he couldn't pick Ellie because, you know, he's going to get in trouble. Then all these ladies kept coming over to Andy's house trying to, you know, bringing the feed over and all that kind of stuff. That was funny. All right, so it was Irma Bishop. Number 10, we got two questions left. Number 10 and 11, we got 11 questions. So here we go. Next question. We're coming up. Number 10. Johnny Paul won a baseball bat at the what? Or at the where? I'm not sure which the answer that'd be. Johnny Paul won a baseball bat at the what? And actually, the carnival is not right. So if you're saying the carnival, what they're wanting to know here on this question was doing what at the carnival? It should say, Johnny Paul won a baseball bat doing what at the carnival? That would be better. Johnny Paul. So the question should read, Johnny Paul won a baseball bat at doing what at the carnival? Okay, so that should be the actual question because of the answer they're wanting. All right. So the answer is, Johnny Paul won a baseball bat doing what at the carnival? The answer is the ring toss. He was doing the ring toss over at the carnival. Yep, not the shooting booth. That was Opie was trying to win something for Andy over at the shooting booth. But this was the ring toss. That's what it was over at the carnival. I give you some credit if you knew the carnival at the beginning of that question before I clarified what the answer they were looking for would be. All right, number 11. Number 11. What were the first names of the Fighting Boone couple? What were the first names of the Boons, the ones that were already fighting, you know, the fighting folks? What were the first names of the fighting Boons? All right. So the answer is, if you're ready, pause it if you're not. The answer is Fred and Jenny. Morning, dear. Morning, honey. Yeah, that's it was. Fred and Jenny Boone. All right, folks. Now, how did you do? There was 11 questions there. 11. Not 10, not 9, but 11. 11 questions. So how did you do? Some of the folks in the chat room, which you may be saying the same thing, is that I thought these questions were supposed to be easy. Nope. This was Mayberry Trivia. Fun, but challenging. This was challenging. These are not as hard as Mayberry Days, but they're harder than our last set, which were things like Who is Opie's Son? You know, those are the kind that helps you get feeling good. These were kind of tough, but a lot of these questions you should have known. You've seen. I know you could, you were going, oh, man, I know the answer to this. And I tricked you on a few because Myers Lake sure seems like where we would have caught Old Sam, doesn't it? So you had 11 questions. How'd you do? I don't know how many I would have got, but I would have gotten more than I did when I was doing the Mayberry Days trivia. I promise you. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you had a good time trying to play it. Now, you can play these with your friends because there's an audio version here on the podcast, and there's also a video version of this podcast where you can actually read the questions, and you could pause the podcast and be showing the questions to friends and asking questions with them so that they have time to answer or, you know, to give their answer for the questions. And then you can always then play it, and so you can see the questions and hear them if you do it that way. So maybe that'll be helpful. And you can play with your friends too that are Mayberry fans. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing these episodes because it's always fun to me just trying to remember these things. You'd think after, wow, 20-something years of doing all this Mayberry stuff, you know, I would remember something. but I don't. I don't remember. Yeah, I did not know where Warren was from, so that was a good one for sure. So out of 11, some of the folks in the chat room got 12 right. Congratulations. I think they're counting the last question as two because they're saying Fred and Jenny. That was two answers. So good job in the chat room. If you got 12 of 11, that's really good. That's a really good job. So hopefully you got 12 of 11 as well, because you ought to feel really good for yourself if you did. And if you got anywhere above, I don't know, 5 to 6, you did pretty well. These were pretty hard. They weren't real easy ones. If you got 2 or 3, just watch a little bit more of the show. And next time we do the trivia, maybe you'll do a little better, because we got another part of this to do later on. So we'll do this in a few weeks. We'll do another trivia that's fun and challenging. Or we may go back here in the near future and go back to just the Mayberry trivia for fun that's easy, you know. So we'll have different levels of trivia here. So if you think you're a trivial expert, listen to this one. If you just want to have a really good time, you can go back and listen to episode number 284, I believe is what I told you. Yep, 284, because that was the easy version of the trivia. Or if you really did, so if you got 12 of 11 on this one, you should head over and listen to episode 299, which was Mayberry Days trivia, because that's definitely a challenge. I want to thank my friend Ken Junkin for coming up with these questions and providing them to us, because he's also awesome when he does that. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me here on the podcast, and I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me hear how you did. How'd you do on the trivia? Did you do a good job? Do you like the harder questions or the easier questions? Let me know. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Drop by over the podcast website, twochairsnowaiting.com, and all this information is there. So if you can find ways to contact me, whatever's easiest for you, but I would love to hear from you. That's my main goal. Folks, this is the last episode of 2014. Looking forward to 2015, spending some more Mayberry time with you. You guys have a great new year, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.